February 17, 1929. The soul who lives in the divine will is inseparable from it. Example of the light. I was doing my round in the acts of the divine fiat, but with an oppression that took life away from me because of the usual privations of my sweet Jesus. Everything was hardship and unspeakable bitterness. It seemed to me that that divine will which was giving me life and which possesses immense seas of light, of joy, of happiness without end, was crossed for me by clouds of oppression and of bitternesses because of the privations of the one whose absence now, after I had lived and was raised together with him for such a long time, forms for me the clouds to embitter for me the light and the happiness of his very divine will. Oh! God, what pain! But while I was following the acts of the divine fiat in this state, my beloved Jesus, just barely moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, courage, do not oppress yourself too much. You must know that one who lives in my divine will is inseparable from it and from me. My will is similar to the light, which contains light, heat and colors, which, though distinct among themselves, are yet inseparable. The light cannot exist nor have life without the heat. The heat cannot have life without the light. And the colors are formed by the strength of the light and of the heat. One cannot be without the other. One is the life, one is the strength. The light, the heat and the colors begin their life together, they continue it without ever separating, and if they have to die, all in one blow, they end their life. Such is the inseparability of the soul who lives in my divine will. She is inseparable from me and from all the acts of my divine fiat. She enters into the life of the light and of the heat of my divine volition, and acquires the life of its light and of its heat. And since its incessant act can be called the multiplicity and infinity of its acts, the colors which my divine will produces, the soul forms one single act with it. You must know that the inseparability of one who lives in my divine volition is such and so great, that when the eternal wisdom created the heavens, the sun and the whole universe, you were together with me and were flowing in my divine fiat like light, heat and colors. I would have been so very wary of doing even a single act of my will without my little daughter or one who lives in it. It would be as if I were lacking the strength of the light, of the heat and of the colors. This I cannot lack, and therefore you are inseparable from me. So, courage, and do not oppress yourself. On hearing this, I said to him, "My love, if it were so, that in all the acts of your divine will I was there too in the middle, before sinning, Adam possessed your fiat, and so, when he sinned, I was there too, and this I would regret." And Jesus added, "My daughter, you must know that in my divine will there is the permissive act and the wanted act. In the fall of Adam there was the permissive act, but not wanted by it. And in the permissive act, the light, the heat and the multiplicity of colors of my divine will place themselves aside and remain untouchable, without meddling in the human act. On the other hand, in the wanted act, they form one single act and one single thing. Does the light of the sun become stained because it passes over rubbish? Certainly not. Light remains always light, and rubbish remains rubbish. On the contrary, the light triumphs over everything and remains untouchable by anything, regardless of whether they trample upon it, or whether it invests the dirtiest things. Because things extraneous to light do not enter into its life of light. My divine will is more than light. Like light, it flows in all human acts, but it remains untouchable by all the evils of creatures, and only those who want to be light, heat and colors, that is, those who want to live only and always of its divine will, can enter into it. Anything else does not belong to it. Therefore, you can be sure that you did not enter into the fall of Adam, because his fall was not an act of light, but of darkness, and one shuns the other.